Hi. Are you talking to me? Oh, ghost costume. Oh, yeah, do you like it? Thanks. I like your costume. So, what brings you to Robin's Halloween party? Are you friends? You have mutual friends? Oh, I see. I'm Robin's sister. Big sister. I'm just keeping an eye out. She hasn't been that, smart lately, if you know what I mean. But I guess you can't be surprised. She's growing up. That's cool, though, that you have mutual friends. Maybe you could get to know her better after tonight. I don't know, you seem nice. She needs some nice friends. Nicer friends. Hey, kind of random. Do you want a tour of the house? Yeah, I'll show you around. Obviously, this is the living room. And here's the kitchen. Did you try any of the food yet? You should. My mom's an excellent cook. There's a bathroom over there, and a spare bedroom. Then upstairs is where me and Robin have our rooms. I won't show you Robin's room, but I will show you mine. Weird question. Could you open the door for me? Thanks. And, could you close it, please? Okay. Can you do me a favor? I know this seems really weird, but just, can you promise that you won't freak out? 'Cause I brought you up here for a reason. I hope it didn't look suspicious to anyone else. But I need to know, 'cause I'm about to freak out. You can see me. And you can hear me. Well, yes, that should be obvious. But you really can't. 'Cause no one else can. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I'm dead. I'm serious. Touch me. No, seriously, put your hand on me. Don't freak out. You promised you wouldn't freak out. I'm just as confused as you are. But if you can see me, I kind of need you. I need you to help me. Well, I am Robin's sister. I died last year. Do you remember? I'm sure it got around somehow. It's a small school. My name is Bonnie. I died in a hit and run. I don't really know what I'm doing. I just feel stuck in a sort of fog. Like I'm half in this world and half in another. And I think Robin is why. Well, I've got a lot to tell you. You see, we were fighting the last time we spoke to each other. And I'm stuck following her because I never could say I'm sorry. I can't touch anything or do anything. She thinks I'm gone. She doesn't know I'm still here. I know she's sorry. I've forgiven her, of course. I saw everything she went through after I passed. All the grief and all the regret. And I feel the same way, but I can't say it to her. The fight we had was so stupid. It's pretty personal, but I mean, here we are. I caught her with a boy in her room when my parents weren't around. She's too young for that. She's too young to be sneaking boys into the house. I completely lost it. I was so mad. We were already not on good terms because we're quite different. And I called her a whore. She's not a whore. She's lonely and vulnerable. And she can't say no because she doesn't think she'll ever get a yes again. She doesn't think she's pretty or that someone would love her long term, you know? And she hangs out with bad people. Or she's starting to. I think my death made it so much worse. I think she's numb to it all now. She's trying to play the popular girl with this party and with the new friends. But she's not like that behind closed doors. And you have to promise me you don't repeat any of this. I also don't know if you should tell her you can see me. She probably won't believe you and just get upset. I don't think she wants anyone to bring it up anymore. You said you came because of mutual friends? Oh, party crasher, huh? You're not part of this cool kids club thing, are you? To be fair, I was like that too. Like I said, me and my sis are polar opposites. She likes boy bands, I liked rock bands. She wears all that trendy stuff, I wore black. We had different values. But I still loved her to bits, even if that wasn't always clear in my mind. Not sure is now. What about you? I guess you don't really like her if you and your friends came to crash. Yeah, I felt the same that she was stuck up. You know, I think I remember you. What was your name? I do remember. Band class. You remember me. I was on the trombone. Yeah, we never talked, I don't think, but did they not say anything when I passed? Although, I guess it was over the summer, so you wouldn't have realized I wasn't there the next semester. I remember you. You were shy, but you were a goof. How are you planning on crashing the party? Oh, that's it? Oh, wow, I thought I was expecting, like, actually ruining it. Oh, I shouldn't ask so much of you, but could you do me a favor? And could you be a friend to her? I know she seems unapproachable because she's kind of a popular girl now, but she doesn't really have any close friends. It's all superficial. She never brings anyone who can just talk and share her heart with. I know she's lonely. And plus, I wouldn't mind seeing you again. I like having a real conversation again. But I can't leave Robin. My spirit has to be near her. And maybe if she has a friend, she can learn to forgive herself and let me go. I just need her to know she's loved somehow. I guess, are you still gonna prank the party? Because I was thinking maybe just let your friends do it, and instead, could you try saying hi to her? If she acts weird, just don't worry about it. I promise, she's craving a friend. Can you try? Thank you. Then I guess I'll let you go back to the party. I think I might stay in here for a bit. Thank you for listening to me. Yeah, I'm Robin. This is my party, dumbass. I'm just getting some air. It's hot in there. Why are you creeping up on me? Nice meeting you too. Thank you. It's actually my sister's dress. She liked spooky stuff. Wait, what the hell? Why are you being nice to me? Thank you. Wait, are you gonna stay? Okay, cool. This conversation never happened. But, please stay. Maybe we can talk later.